CNF's allegations against ZPCC, politically motivated distortions. By Zhou Muan Tong, political affairs analyst, ZPCC. The Qin National Front's, CNF, May 9 statement against the Zomi Political Coordination Committee, ZPCC, and ZRA Eastern Command represents a calculated attempt to undermine legitimate Zomi political aspirations through factual distortions and divisive rhetoric. Zogum Charter, Democratic Origins versus CNF's Misrepresentation. The CNF fundamentally mischaracterizes the Zogum Charter's genesis. The charter emerged from the 2019 Zomi International Conference in Kuala Lumpur, which brought together 73-plus representatives from diverse Zomi organizations across multiple countries. This conference, presided over by John K. Naut and endorsed by leaders including Pu Chin Shan Thang, ZCD president, established the democratic foundation for what became the Zogum Charter in September 2021. Historical timeline. Setting the record straight. The CNF falsely claims ZRA entered Myanmar under the name of ZPCC, ZRAEC in 2013. This timeline is fabricated. The ZPCC was established following Myanmar's 2021 military coup as a democratic response to the governance vacuum, not in 2013 as alleged. This basic factual error undermines the credibility of CNF's entire statement. Divisive tribal narrative, colonial tactics resurrected. The CNF's portrayal of the Zomi movement as pay tribe dominance deliberately employs divisive colonial tactics. The Zogum Charter explicitly defines Zomi inclusively as the indigenous inhabitants of Zogum, who by virtue of birth and blood are one as people. This attempt to fracture Zomi unity serves only those who wish to see ethnic minorities remain divided and politically weakened. Territorial claims, fiction versus reality. The CNF alleges ZPCC aims to establish a transnational Zogum state across Myanmar, India, and Bangladesh. This directly contradicts the Zogum Charter, which clearly defines Zogum as all contiguous Zomi inhabited areas that are currently in Myanmar territory, and explicitly envisions a federated Zogum within a future Federal Democratic Union of Myanmar. Baseless allegations. Taxation. The CNF's unsubstantiated claim that ZRA owns poppy fields and collects taxes from military council forces is defamatory and lacks any supporting evidence. The ZPCC maintains a legitimate taxation system, as do all ethnic armed organizations, including CNF itself, to fund essential services in areas where the military junta has withdrawn governance. The CNF's hypocrisy in criticizing this standard practice reveals their territorial motivations. Unity against military rule. The timing of CNF's divisive statement, amid ongoing struggles against Myanmar's military junta, undermines the ethnic unity crucial to opposing dictatorship. Inter-ethnic conflicts serve only the military's divide and rule strategy. The ZPCC and ZRAEC remain committed to democratic federalism and call on the CNF to retract these baseless allegations and engage in constructive dialogue focused on our shared struggle. The Zogum Charter stands as a democratic vision for the Zomi people. No amount of political maneuvering can erase this documented reality. Zhou Muan Tong specializes in ethnic politics and federalism in Myanmar's borderlands. The original allegation and wrongful accusation can be accessed at this location. https://iwi2x.-xleru2flbquixmabikmikitkanhbkfgd1zurdalermkir4xbcf3nhttd-9ctsixwimbefgohdfnslx-2zia2z4bb0imkabakog_am_5brhqpsjm1ppx7blt930w. www.zomipress.com